So a number of years ago, in junior high, it was my second plane trip, I got to fly to Taizé. If you know anything about Taizé, it's an ecumenical religious community in Lyon. And every year, the brothers of Taizé open up their monastery and their property grounds for youth from all over the world. All over the world to come. So quite literally, I heard Spanish spoken by Africans. I heard Italian. I heard German. I heard English. I heard other languages that I have never heard of before. And many of you know that the way that I define the contemplative life is not by navel gazing, but actually about seeing God at work in all things, in our day-to-day life, being able to spot God's work right there, right now. Ta-da. Many of you also know that I actually spent a little bit of my life as a Pentecostal. Yes, I remember as a little boy speaking in tongues. You all would call that glossolalia, because that's the proper term. But we spoke in tongues, there were drums, there was a feisty organ, and God has a beautiful sense of humor, because now I'm an Episcopalian. And I love it. During that time at Taizé, the monks had us all come in, thousands of youth come in under their big tent, which was their worship space. And we all sat down on the floor. And the monks chant these hymns that are so simple. And they chant them over and over and over again till it almost becomes hypnotic. So as I sat that first night, the organ struck up and the brothers started singing, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus. And it just kept going. And it felt like they were going for hours. It was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so I closed my eyes and the monks just kept chanting, Veni Sancte Spiritus. And as I opened my eyes, I saw this flame in the center of the monastery chapel. And before I knew it, that flame had gone across the entire room. So that thousands and thousands upon thousands of young people were all drenched in candlelight. Veni Sancte Spiritus. And there were kids there that actually most of us didn't even know what we were singing until one of the monks sang it in English. Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Veni Sancte Spiritus. And we were all sitting here singing in this one tongue. It was beautiful. All of us from diverse places, from diverse tongues, all of us together, seated, worshiping God, and not one of us had to deny our culture. Not one of us had to deny anything of our diversity. We got to sit and sing a Spiritus. You also know that I'm from New Orleans, and I love a good gumbo. New Orleans gumbo is something else. One of the beautiful things about gumbo is sausage in gumbo doesn't give up being sausage. Chicken in gumbo doesn't stop being chicken. Bell peppers don't stop being bell peppers in gumbo. No, they all enhance one another. They complement one another. Veni Sancte Spiritus. Yesterday, I got to go to a dialogue where I was one of the few Christians in the room. And I heard a Pakistani woman tell her story. Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus. broke my heart. She told the story that as a Pakistani woman, she was invited to the home of some Christians. She's a young woman at the time. The family greeted her at the door with, "Hey, it's the little Terrace." Family not realizing that this Muslim young woman wears a hijab. "The little Terrace, welcome." Never thinking for a minute that that might be something really, really insensitive. She said, "In the moment, I just went along with it because I didn't know what to say." In that conference, she said, "If that had been my only contact with Christians, what a shame." Last Sunday with our babies, I got to sit with them at chapel. And I said to them, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." And then I looked at them and I said, That's not true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can destroy. It's not a coincidence that our gospel reading in this feast of the coming of the Holy Spirit talks about the fire falling upon God's people in tongues, flaming tongues. It's not a coincidence that in this season, on this feast day, we are told to go out and to proclaim with tongues of fire the gospel of love. You see, the world, the church, is a big pot of gumbo on God's stove. We are the ingredients. We are the stuff of love. And there's plenty good room. You don't have to stop being me. I don't have to deny that I am who I am and can be proud of it. And you can be you. And God loves us the same. I wonder if we set our tongues ablaze with words of love. I wonder what would happen if a little Pakistani girl walked into your house and you said, "Oh my gosh, the image of God sits right there in front of me. Welcome." I wonder what would happen if we caught the Holy Ghost. Yes, baby, that's right. Beloved, it's not that hard, really. In God's kingdom, at God's table, there is plenty to go around. I see tongues of fire resting on the heads of each of you. Now let's go set this world free.